This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Two people died in a crash just west of Craig Thursday night. Two passengers in a Subaru Outback were killed when their vehicle was hit by a semi-truck on Highway 40. Colorado State Patrol says the truck driver was from Craig and is okay. The driver of the Subaru was taken to the hospital. One of the passengers who died is from Craig. The others from out of state, and they were related. No names were released. The 2025 Winter Carnival poster will be revealed tonight by Steamboat Sotheby's International Realty during First Friday Art Walk. R.C. Dekoff is the artist, and the poster's on display at Pine Moon Fine Art Gallery, and they're for sale at various retailers throughout Steamboat Springs to benefit Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. The Steamboat Art Museum has a new exhibit on display. It's Art in Sport, Motion and Emotion. There's an opening reception tonight for First Friday Art Walk. The 26th Annual CARI Holiday Drive, it's all day today until 6 o'clock tonight at Centennial Mall, supporting the communities of Craig and Moffat County. One of those groups is Connections for Kids, with Christmas gifts for families who can't afford to buy gifts for their children. Here's Betsy Overton.
This year we're really needing gifts for a lot of really young kids. We have a lot of like 1 to 3 year olds. So if anyone can help, we'd love to have your help and make Christmas a great time for all the families in Moffat County.
That's the KRAI Holiday Drive at Centennial Mall until 6 o'clock tonight. The Christmas concert for the Steamboat Symphony Orchestra starts tonight. Shows are at 7 o'clock Friday and then 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday. Tickets and more information is at steamboatsymphony.org. Kids 12 and under can ski free at Steamboat Resort every day starting Saturday through next Friday, December 13th. Stop by guest services at the base to get that free lift ticket. Picture your pet with Santa from 11 to 2 Saturday at Steamboat Ace Hardware. Steamboat Power Sports is hosting an avalanche awareness class. That's at 4 o'clock Saturday at Steamboat Power Sports. Holidays in the Rockies is back at the Depot Art Center in Steamboat Springs. It's from 10 to 4 on the next three Saturdays starting tomorrow. The Hayden Holiday Stroll, that's from 1 to 3 on Saturday, hosted by the Hayden Museum. The Polar Express Movie Night and Pajama Parties at 6 o'clock Saturday at the Hayden Center Auditorium. There's a link for tickets on our website. In sports news, the season kicks off for Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club this weekend with ski jumping and Nordic combine and Rocky Mountain Freestyle Moguls. It's all at Howison Hill. Colorado Northwestern Community College has hired Titus Combs as the new head men's wrestling coach. The wrestling program starts up again at CNC in the fall after being discontinued back in 1997. There's a reception for the Nordic Combine USA team tonight at SBNY in Steamboat Springs at 831 Lincoln Ave. The Moffat County Girls basketball team, they're away tonight in Aspen. The Bulldog girls wrestling team is in Greeley, and the boys wrestling team is in Grand Junction on Saturday. The Steamboat Sailors boys basketball team, they're on the road with a tournament in Montrose. The Sailors hockey team is in Durango. Head coach Brian Ripley says they've seen some high expectations for the season with playoffs 3 years in a row.
We've kind of established a high standard. The goal is to keep it there and just worrying about kind of our own performance, our method going through, you know, what the priorities are. Defense first, transition fast, and then offense will come through that. But yeah, I'm really excited.
And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.